This is Sergeant Dick Morrison, United States Marine Corps combat radio correspondent with the Veteran 4th Division. Sergeant Harvey Williams, our control recording engineer, and I are speaking to you now from the Motuyama Airport number 1 on the island of Iwo Jima, the Suffolk Islands, after the 4th and 5th Divisions of the United States Marines landed to wrest this island from the Japanese and give Uncle Sam another base only 660 miles from the Japanese mainland itself. The fighting is going on a ridge just in front of us. You can probably hear the noise of the shelling in the planes overhead as they drop their bombs, and every once in a while you'll hear them strafe and send rockets down. As we look over on this ridge, the Marines have paths cut up the side of it to the top where the Japs are entrenched. You'll probably hear the sound of that rocket barrage went off just then over on the ridge. And there's a scene of violent activity there as these Marines are going up and down that ridge, carrying supplies up to the men on the front lines and bringing casualties back out. And there are casualties, too. There are plenty of them. That's one of the Marine fighter planes just passed overhead. He's on his way back to his base to get a new supply of rockets. I notice he has rocket brackets on, but they are empty. A terrific bombardment just went on over that ridge. You can probably hear those planes strafing over there now. Quite a few planes are circling over that ridge. There's a new flight of about 15 or 20 of them coming in now from the south. And up to now, we haven't had any air opposition whatsoever. There hasn't been a single Japanese plane appear over the island. That swishing sound you heard is the rockets. They're moving. They let those rockets go back quite a ways behind the lines on the Jap emplacements. They put them over the ridge from us, and you can't hear them very well. There go two more planes down. The sound of those motors is too loud for you to hear very much the sound of those rockets. There goes another plane down. Let's see if we can hear it. I imagine you heard that one all right. That was a little bit closer. That landed on this side of the ridge, probably somewhere near the front of the Japanese lines. Plane circles around and goes back off to sea then, and makes a wide circle and comes back in again. There are several planes in the sky overhead now, and they all seem to be making runs in. There goes a scraping plane. It got rid of its ammunition, its rounds for that run, and it's gone back out to sea. And there goes another rocket plane down. It's interesting to watch these things if you're on the right side of the fence. I wouldn't care to be a Japanese and watching it right now. These planes peel off in the same way as a dive bomber does, heads down directly toward its target, then under each wing you see a bright spot of light, and then a trail of fire and smoke comes out the front of the plane, pulls ahead and down into the ground. You hear that terrible rushing, tearing sound as these rockets go down, then a terrific concussion as the rockets explode.
Strangely enough, there's anti-aircraft fire in the air again. There's two black blobs of it. How those gun places can live through all that bombardment is something that's beyond me. They are well dug in, but in caves in the side of these hills. But still, with all that terrific bombardment and with the naval gunfire blowing point blank at those cave openings, it's amazing how at this late date there can still be anti-aircraft emplacements to give trouble to the aviators.
They've been using a lot of white phosphorus bombs on there, and the bomb explodes in a huge puff of white smoke in the air, and from the white smoke, hundreds of fingers of flame shoot out toward the objective. If you can appreciate that sort of thing in a setting like this, why, there it is. Personally, we'd rather see it in the newsreel.